Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
It's Fat Mascara.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
What's going on, girl?
Well, you know, I'm here and we're just kicking off Fashion Week in style.
How's your Fashion Week been so far?
Well, on the way down here, someone farted in my face. on the subway.
I was about to say, I'm assuming you didn't get black car service if that happened.
No, this was not Uber XL. This was the old One Train. And people wonder why I've been taking cabs. So anyway, but we'll talk about Fashion Week. It's good. It's all up from here, guys. It's all glamour.
Can I just tell you guys what she texted me after she told me that her because we weren't together? She goes, "I feel like I need a chemical peel. I want to know, is that going to help get rid of the stink?"
I just feel it's in the pores.
It's just still there.
And if I could tell you what this man looked like and how he did not budge after he, I heard. And I was like, "Ooh, somebody's luggage like must have." It was so like perfect. It was like a tuba. And then I got hit. I got hit with that stank.
Oh my god! You need like a nice like a milk peel, like a lactic.
No, no
acid.
Milk. No, we're not getting milk over okay. here. We're getting like charcoal like acids,
PCA.
I need like Dr. Frank
or
with
TCA.
Like a like some kind of gun, some kind of like acid gun.
Okay.
So, anyway, the other topic. So,
oh, yeah. So what are we going to talk about? We'll talk about Fashion Week.
We're going to talk about fluoride. You know, do you need it? Or can we get rid of that thing? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about compression therapy. Anyone who follows along with your Instagram may see that you had a little bit of your own.
I did. Our guest is Ms. Olivia Wilde, actress extraordinaire, director, producer, spokesperson for True Botanicals. I had to talk to Olivia all by my lonesome because Jess was busy with Fashion Week getting her face farted on, you know, the usual. But it's still a good interview.
Why hang out with Olivia when I could hang out with like a Joe Blow on the One Train getting blasted?
So stick around for the interview. Let's do the episode. So we'll talk about the trends and what we've seen at Fashion Week and what we like so far as beauty and hair. But like the big news so far this week at New York Fashion Week has been the beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Mm, yes, yes.
So,
yes.
Jess, I heard you had a front row view.
Okay, I did not have a front row view. I was on the second floor when this kerfuffle was going on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harper's Bazaar beauty director at the Plaza Hotel. Yes. You were like within 50 feet of the damn thing.
Probably 50 feet vertically.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I was upstairs. I was grooving to Christina.
Aguilera?
Yes.
She sang?
Yeah, she performed.
Why didn't you tell me about that?
Because the focus has been on this beef. Nobody seems to want to know about the hits that Christina was playing.
How was she?
She was really fantastic. Yeah. And I want to just tell you, well, first of all, she didn't play one song that I thought she would play. And it's not like I was like the biggest like Christina fan, but like, let's be honest, we all loved the hits. Like, I wasn't listening to her CDs in the 90s, but I love Genie in a Bottle. I love Dirty. And she came out strong, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Strong with Dirty right away. And she was wearing this like leather cat suit. She definitely...
Beauty look? What was she beauty
look? So I want to get to the beauty look. Yeah. So she, her hair was pulled back for Dirty, for all of her performance, excuse me. And she had not the minimal makeup look that we've been seeing, like, you know, when she was in the cover of, was it like paper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that fresh scrub look, but something way in between that and like burlesque, you know. It's like more the fresh scrub look. And she, I have to tell you, it gives me such faith as a woman to see somebody who's like our generation, she's a little bit younger than I am, but like in our kind of like group, look better and better as they get older.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and she has like, she's definitely not like a rock star, but she commands the stage as she's older. Like a rock star, not like a Britney Mouseketeer, like choreography. No, she was like, boom, boom, give me some room. You know, like she was like really with like the braid going. It was amazing.
Oh, there was a braid even.
Yeah, I think there was a little braid kicking around.
I like it.
Yeah. And her body was like fuller, but like hot.
Nice.
Liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went from that.
Yeah. Oh, so the Cardi B thing. Yeah, yeah. I know you guys want to know. Honestly, I wasn't there, but I did see Nicki in like stand. I don't want to be like subpoenaed or anything, so I thought I saw Nicki after the
you
whole Kirk
allegedly
off.
Saw
yes.
Nicki.
You know, with her people after like I felt like the dust had settled. I went down. I didn't believe it was happening at first. My friend's husband came over to us on the floor, and he was like, "I heard this was happening," and I said, "That seems really fake." And
I was like, just gonna say, do you think that they posed the whole thing for PR?
Cardi had like a dinosaur egg on her head.
Oh, Cardi got hit.
She got really hit badly.
That's my girl. Good job, Nicki. Good job, Nicki.
No, I think I heard that one of her people, like she got hit by like a security guard or something like that. I don't know. It was kind of like cuckoo. I don't know.
Could you step in with some beauty advice, some concealer, anything?
You have to just hide. You can't hide a lump that looks like a golf ball.
That's true.
You have to just hide. Get some hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
A little beret.
Look,
a jaunty beret.
We turned it into beauty tips for you guys. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so cool. And the party was fun?
It was amazing. My favorite sighting probably was, this is like the one that, it's like an unexpected but amazing sighting, Justin Theroux with Petra Collins. And like a gaggle of like cool looking. Like,
are they allegedly dating?
You're going to have to do a Google search for that because I'm not going to be like charged with anything. But it was just like a really great like group. Oh, and former Fat Mascara guest Dasha Polanco.
Oh,
we hugged.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And the rest of Fashion Week, just briefly, any looks that stood out to you?
I loved the look at Rodarte with like all those flowers in the hair. It's probably not something that I'm wearing to work anytime soon, but it was that kind of like pow wow image. I think Odile did the hair.
Yeah.
What about
amazing.
You?
First, the thing that I was like, I don't know, and then I'll tell you what I liked.
Yeah.
Remember Jan Arnold told us that she was going to do an L show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From CND Nails.
She did
Libertine. Her team did Libertine. And so they put hair lockets underneath the clear acrylics on the nails.
Mm.
And when she told us about it after the show, I was like, I don't know. And the interwebs has been very mixed. It looked weird, I have to say.
Was it very goth or very Victorian or something?
Yes, but also it creeped people out a little bit. But another show, I forget the name of it, Prisca Vera? I don't know that label.
I don't know them.
But they did nail jewels hanging from the nails, like piercings almost. So that was cool.
I love that.
And then, of course, my favorite look was from a previous Fat Mascara guest.
Who?
Erin Parsons.
Oh, what'd she do?
She, Dionne Lee, She did lace tattoos that were like temporary tattoos on the model's skin that sort of played in with the lace on the fashion.
Okay.
Like
okay.
extending the pattern of the clothing with makeup.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram.
Beautiful. Like
that's I'm very
like,
clever.
No, are you going to do that every day? I mean, I was inspired. I was like, I might get that actual tattoo.
That's that would look really cool.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Where would you get it?
I'm still thinking about that.
That's really cool.
But I was really proud of her, and I was like, that's right. You represent Erin Parsons. Is there anything you saw that you liked other than Rhea D'Arte?
I really did like, hold on, because I took a little snapshot of this. You know, I have to tell you, I have to ask you, did you go backstage, or is this all, like, observational? Because backstage, I wonder if it's just as busy as it has been.
I've only been to a couple events, and none of them have been backstage. I've been going to front stage events.
Front stage.
I've been micro-influencing left and right.
Okay, so I liked at Prabal Gurung. I can never say that. I love his clothes, but I can never say his last name. The hair was slicked back in a very, very, like, sexy, wet-look way. Oh,
and the skin was also really super dewy, glowy.
Yes, dewy. Yeah. It's, like, it's very achievable. I mean, I think you just need to get your, like, a really good, great glow product, like maybe like a bronzer and like, you know, not like too shiny. It's very like real looking, just mm-hmm. like a great glowy product. And then the hair was not slicked back in that way. That's like, come on, like no one would ever actually do that without people being like, oh, you did your hair differently. Like, you know, it's just kind of like maybe a deep conditioner or something, or maybe a little bit of gel. It just felt really sexy. And then like a lined eye, very vacation.
I like that.
So at work, Jen and I, we have, you know, we're part of a very large beauty team at Hearst. And every Thursday, we gather around like little school children and we bring like our show and tell from desk sides and events that we've been to. And a lot of us have been going to appointments where that are about like dental care, toothpaste and stuff. And very often what comes up is, and it's fluoride free. And some
every freaking yeah. toothpaste launch, even like big guys like Colgate, plus that Hello brand, the activated charcoal mm-hmm. brand, Himalaya. Like, oh yeah, yeah, that one too.
Yeah, Hello. No, Hello is good. The one you said, I like Hello.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Yeah, there's a lot of new brands, and then a lot of like to your point, like existing brands are offering fluoride free versions, and you know they're. Tons of editors in this meeting, and we're all like, yeah, me too. I heard that too. But like, we're all like, why? And, you know, I thought, I'm going to get on the case.
Thank you, Detective Jess. What have you learned?
Yeah, I had my little notebook. I was sitting on the floor. I was like, doo-doo-doo. So I asked Dr. Loewenberg, you know, our friend, Dr. Mm-hmm. Loewenberg. He's been on the podcast before. I asked him why, what's up with all the, you know, the no fluorides. So he said, that a fluoride, this is via email, okay? So it might sound a little stiff because we know he's more fun than that. A fluoridated toothpaste is recommended because it prevents cavities. But the concern is that with an excess of fluoride, like which is in fluoridated toothpaste, water, fluoridated water, fluoride pills, etc., it's been known to cause a dental condition called fluorosis, which is a modeling of the enamel in developing teeth. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, I have a feeling that you probably don't have developing teeth.
They've developed already.
Yeah, exactly. recently, there's been a great concern that an excess of fluoride will have an impact on the neurological tissue of developing children.
Yeah, yeah, but what about adults?
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah, 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 Jen.
Well, I don't even know if you're going to read his whole email.
Well, I mean, I might. I really like him. So he thinks that, you know, because of this, now that this is like a classifying, like they're classifying fluoride as a neurotoxin, parents.
And who is classifying it?
I guess like the, like people. I don't know. I didn't follow up with that question. Such an editor. It's so annoying. Parents and some dentists are recommending moving towards natural toothpaste and other dental products that do not contain fluoride. So I asked him, I said, yeah, Well, who should actually like use this though? Like, should like adults? He said, I still recommend adults use a fluoridated toothpaste to prevent cavities.
I asked another.
So it's just for kids.
I know, and I asked.
You should
another
just calm down.
Oral care company. I said, oh, why are you coming out with fluoride free? Again, every time I ask, and I think it's like that parabens and sulfate conversation that always happens. The word is out that people don't want it. The consumer demands the removal of this ingredient. Mm-hmm. And without addressing why that might be or if it's a myth or fact, companies are like, well, we might as well capitalize on this particular market. Mm-hmm. Let's offer a fluoride-free version. But that just perpetuates the myth because now you're like, well, the company took the fluoride out. The fluoride must be bad.
Right. Exactly.
It's
so that bullshit. So then like moms go around, they're like, oh, you know, I want the fluoride-free. It's a little...
I think the kid...
Kid thing's fine.
Because a lot of these are marketed to adults. They're like very Brooklyn-y looking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got an ampersand and like a wood block, you know, packaging.
Yeah, totally.
And I just think it's the same as with the parabens. It's like...
I know. And I'm really glad, actually, you know, we had, like, just to digress for a moment, like, you guys had a lot of feedback on the Paula episode. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Please see last week's
episode. A lot of feedback, man. Like, it gave me a lot to, like, to chew on, a lot to eat, a lot to digest. I loved it. But talking about the parabens thing.
Yeah.
Because.
I was on board with that discussion.
Yeah, I was very on board with that. Because it's like what you're saying. It's like one thing gets kind of, like, plucked out. And it's like. It's like a game of telephone or like
yeah, and everybody jumps
schoolyard rumors.
Yeah, but then it just continues. So if you guys have been considering a fluoride-free, if your teeth are already developed, it's probably fine, but you don't need to. Like, fluoride has benefits. So I'm going to stick with my Sensodyne. I love Sensodyne.
Do you have sensitive teeth?
I don't know, but I don't when I use that.
Okay.
So you may have seen not only me, but a bunch of other people lately trying out this compression therapy. It's called Balancer Pro. Jess, you saw it.
I didn't know what happened to you. I didn't know if I had to go get you at the hospital. Like, I was like, stop doing that to my friend.
In the name of beauty editors and just trying new treatments, which we do all the time, I tried out the Balancer Pro at Dominique Basavi. She's one of those permanent makeup practitioner. She has like her own nano infusion of color.
Okay.
She's big in LA, but she's opening up a big studio here in New York City. Okay. And in addition to, you know, her permanent makeup, she's doing all sorts of treatments, one of which is Balancer Pro. And I asked her why she got the machines, and she had her personal reasons, which were that she had like lost a lot of inches in water weight after using this compression therapy device. So basically, you alternate days. One day you wear the pants, and the other day you wear the shirt for about 25 minutes. And what it does is it feels almost like it just like squeezes upwards. Like if I were grabbing your ankle, then your calf, then your thigh. And it's just like massaging you upwards, but a million times better than one of those chairs that you get at the car wash place while you're waiting for your car.
Do you feel good? Does it feel good or does it feel like weird?
Not to bring it back to your experience on the subway earlier today, but the whole time I was like, am I just going to feel like it's squeezing like a toot out of me? Like, what does it feel like? Because think about it. I don't know. That's where my brain went with it. It did not, actually. Didn't do that. Dominique was like, what are you talking about? American women are crazy.
And she's told her that?
Of course.
No.
She's all chic and French. But it didn't feel as good as like a nail salon massager chair because it is constrictive. It feels like a corset when it gets up towards your waist. So it's more than, you know, a massage therapy. So I did some research on it afterwards. I was like, I'll try it once. Turns out, this is basically, these have been used before for medical devices for lymphatic drainage.
Okay.
So that's for when people have lymphedema or after surgery might get an infection because the lymph fluid isn't moving around. Great for that. And it's also great about getting lactic acid moving. So if you're like an NBA ball player and afterwards you could sit in these pants and, you know, keep your muscles nice and soft. But are you going to lose weight, lose inches, lose water? Not really. It's just squeezing you. So like maybe you have to use it a couple days in a row and you'd see some like water loss in inches. And she did see that. And other people do see that. But that's a lot of work to do just for like temporary shrink wrapping of your legs. You know?
People do a lot of things though just for a little result. I have noticed that.
I guess maybe it's one of those like, hey, do you have a bathing suit photo shoot coming up? Regular lady who's listening or regular man who's listening, by all means, spend it's about $80 to $100 for one of these treatments. So then...
Is it also very hot in the suit?
No.
When I saw it, I was like, she's sweating.
No, it was cooling. They must have something built in. And I've done the other things with like radio frequency and all that. This was not hot and sweaty at all. I did feel a little lightheaded after. I had to drink a lot of water, but that makes sense. Same as if you got a massage, right?
I would rather just get like the massage, like like endermology or something, or like I know that's a little bit more painful.
Oh, yeah. You, that makes me think of cellulite claims, endermology.
Yeah.
There are none for this, by the way. You know, again, you might get your circulation going, so cellulite would be, or as we learned, it might be called cellulite. Might not.
Yes, that's an alternative pronunciation.
May not be noticeable, but
right.
It was fun for the novelty of it, but I'm not sure that you need to go out and get yourself a Balancer Pro or a package of treatments anytime soon.
I just want to be like a rich lady who just like gets all this stuff done all the time.
J-Lo may or may not have both of these in her house.
See, that's who uses this kind of stuff.
I can't tell you how I know that.
But I do think that women like that, I think the accumulation of all of these like crazy expensive things that make just a tiny bit of difference, I think it all adds up, and that's why they look so great.
Cool. When I make a couple $1 billion a year, I'll get one too. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, so we're here with a great interview. Heads up. It's Fashion Week here in New York. Busy, busy, which means Jess is busy doing Fashion Week business. And she left me and Olivia Wilde all alone. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you for having me.
I didn't even do your whole introduction, but Olivia is an actress, a producer, a director, an activist. That's actually your official title, isn't it? Like brand activist for True Botanicals.
That's right. Yeah, chief brand activist.
And are you even here for Fashion Week? I heard that you were here for the UN.
I was here for the UN.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And you.
And Fat Mascara.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They always go together. I was helping introduce this cool collaboration between Mattel, who does Thomas the Tank Engine, Thomas and Friends.
Of course.
And the UN, because they're doing a cool thing where introducing kids to the Sustainable Development Goals through Thomas the Tank Engine shows. And they're introducing new female characters to make the trains, you know, reflect gender equality. And they talk about the climate change and global poverty. It's
Wait,
cool.
Doesn't Thomas use coal, though?
Thomas has come a long way since our day.
He has solar energy now?
Thomas is solar.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Excuse me, I don't have kids like you, so I didn't know.
I got a whole bunch of kids. I can tell you all about this stuff.
Everybody listening is like, I thought this was a beauty podcast.
Yeah, they're like, what? Get away from me, Thomas.
Well, that's cool that you're here. So you were over at the UN.
Yeah,
that's
which
awesome.
Is an awesome place to be. They were having a special day. It was like field day at the UN. They were playing basketball. I was like, huh, this is fun. I'm going to come hang out here.
Okay, well, we'll talk about lipstick and face oils and things. So, it being a beauty podcast, before we get into what you do with True Botanicals, let's talk about your history with beauty.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where every woman learns about beauty at home when she's younger. What was your first introduction to, like, makeup and hairstyling? Did you have an icon?
Well, my mom was always kind of my beauty icon. I think for a lot of young girls, when you look at your mom, you see her kind of morning routine or she's going out to dinner and you pay close attention. Like now, I notice my daughter Daisy just watches me put on mascara and then she sits and pretends to put it on and she's not even two.
Yeah.
Like there's something intrinsic in that mother-daughter relationship that I think makes you kind of idolize that ritual.
Yeah.
So that's what I remember. I remember watching my mom put on makeup and she never wore a lot of it. She's really like an eyeliner gal and still is. And that was the first thing I remember then, like really discovering like Audrey Hepburn, probably same time everyone else did, Brigitte Bardot. And I was like, that's what I want. I want the Bardot look. And then I went through all the French girls. I wanted Jane Birkin. I wanted Françoise Hardy. Like that was the style I was going for. And tragically never quite got there, even when I attempted bangs and it was
bad. I was just about to ask, did you do the bangs?
I did the bangs.
We've all been there. We've all been
Such
there.
Such a bad idea.
What was like the first product you ever bought?
Probably like Manic Panic hair dye.
Which color do you remember?
I went through the entire spectrum.
I was Rubine.
Oh my gosh.
Which was like a burgundy.
I think I tried Rubine. I at one point tried to create a sunset
on my hair, and it just turned into, like, shit brown.
This was pre-ombre days, I guess.
Yeah, I was really trying for the ombre, ahead of my time.
It does get muddy, especially if you go swimming and things like that.
It was just bad. In my little tiny bathroom, a little tiny sink with my head trying to, like, trying to achieve beauty greatness, failing.
It's all right. We all try. So you've worked with a lot of beauty brands over the years in different capacities, right? Yeah. So what is different about your role with True Botanicals than, like, say, being the face of Revlon or Avon Perfumes or things like that?
Yeah. True Botanicals is unique because I'm not the face of their company. Mm-hmm. I'm their chief brand activist, which means I help communicate the kind of larger goals of the company, which is to have a truly non-toxic brand. And that's harder to achieve than a lot of people know. It's not just about being organic. It's not just about being quote unquote natural. It's about actually being non-toxic. And they really stay true to that. They're very strict with themselves. So my job is to help spread that message, to encourage people to try to incorporate that into their routine, and to kind of elevate that conversation. The idea of natural beauty is something that is still sort of hard for people to grasp sometimes. Like, I always liken it to the organic food movement.
Right.
When I was a little kid, my parents shopped at, like, Safeway. And then at one point, I remember everyone discovering organic milk. And then it was, like, this new thing. We were going to drink organic milk. And I was like, what is this? And then everything became organic. And it went from being this difficult adjustment in a lot of people's lives to then being the standard with which we eat and buy products.
Some people. Yeah.
It has affected the global market, though, in a really massive way. Mm-hmm. It's become kind of the gold standard. The idea of something being organic in the food market is something that's now expected to a certain market, at least.
Right.
And at a higher price point so that it can achieve that. But for skincare and for beauty, it's a harder shift. And I think...
Right. Well, we're not eating it. So
we're not eating it, even though our skin is our largest organ and you absorb so much of what you put on your skin.
Right.
But I think it's about baby steps. I always encourage people to, like, replace one thing in their beauty routine with a non-toxic product and go slowly.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the beauty industry as a whole before I ask you. I'm going to ask you what non-toxic means, because every brand has a different, you know, agenda with that. But do you think that in general there's anything the beauty industry at large, natural and non-natural, is doing right now? Or anything they're doing wrong? Like, what's the positives first?
The positive side of the beauty industry, I think, is inclusivity. You see a lot more diversity in marketing. You see a lot more kind of an attempt to create products that aren't as damaging. I think there's baby steps towards non-toxicity. They don't quite reach that goal. But you see people trying. And by people, I mean large corporations. And you see the growth of smaller startups. Like, True Botanicals is a startup that's a small group of people. Two women from Mill Valley started this company out of a personal desire for an alternative. But now you're starting to see, because of the internet, more companies growing like that, I think.
And a democratization.
Because of direct-to-consumer, and now it's changed the way we shop and the way products are marketed. So there's some positive, I think, things happening in general, but there's more to be done.
So how did you find... But before you found True Botanicals, how did you find out that, like, okay, I want to take some of these ingredients out of my products? Like, what led you to, like, go on this journey of discovery?
I really, getting pregnant was a big game changer for me, because suddenly you're being told, like, oh, now that you're pregnant, don't go near all these things
you
use regularly.
Who tells you that?
Like, your doctor tells you right away, like, stay away from... look at what's in your shampoo. Look at what's in your face wash.
I've heard about hair dye. Hair dye, for sure, I've heard from doctors.
Hair dye, yeah, that's right. Hair dye, I think, the first thing that your doctor flags for you, like, be careful about that. Bleach, not so good for the babe. But I started hearing it from my peers in a big way. People saying, well, just be careful about all these things. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are we so careful when we're pregnant, but we don't give a shit about ourselves when we're not, like, carrying a parasite? Like, why is it just... just for them, and we can just waste away and die, and it doesn't matter. So that was when I started thinking about it a little more carefully.
What was the first thing to go that you were like, I turned over the ingredient label, and I was like, we're not doing henna anymore, or whatever it was.
Henna's probably fine, right?
No, henna actually has some heavy metals in it.
Oh, is it terrible? Okay,
yeah, good. There's just not a lot of regulation.
Good to know. I think a lot of stuff with fragrance. Like, I started being really tuned into, like, well, if it's something has a heavy fragrance, it's like, look into what it
There's
has.
There's a lot of chemicals and fragrances, and you're not always sure what they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just started doing a little bit of research on my own and just asking people, like, what's out there that's effective? Because that's the big kind of question, isn't it? Like, you can go for the natural alternative, but often it's less effective. Like, my mom, who's always been kind of ahead of the game on, like, organic natural movements, has always had, like, that, like, rosemary shampoo and conditioner in her shower that doesn't do shit for your hair. Like, it basically just, like, makes your hair more dry and and awful. And I thought that's what I equated with, like, natural hair products, skin products. It's like, it's not going to work.
Funny. I think natural hair is still the hardest of all.
Still the hardest. I will say the True Botanicals hair stuff gets through my processed, disgusting, dry troll hair.
It works for
It
you.
Works. Like, yeah. I've never met a conditioner, a natural conditioner that could take on my hair, and it does. So
that's
something
good
to be said for it. But I think a lot of people are like, I just want the results. And I'd like to try some non-toxic alternatives, but I just need the results. And I think it's very rare to have a company that actually can show clinical results like the True Botanicals can.
For a lot of their, like, anti-aging creams and things like that.
Yeah. Like, I think what first turned me on to them when I met with them was that they had done those blind trials and that True Botanicals had beat La Mer for anti-aging.
I was like,
well, that's kind of major.
It's funny. A lot of the stuff inside the jar is all the same when you take the label off as far as standard products go.
Yeah. But I never had the kind of immediate encyclopedic knowledge of, like, let me read this label and I'll know immediately what's wrong. I was always, like, Googling, like...
Olivia Wilde, you're not a cosmetic chemist?
I'm not. I really wish I was. Really wish I was.
But you came from, like, your family's all journalists, right?
Yeah.
And you yourself have written for magazines and things.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself updating the way you feel about products and what as you learn more or as you read new things? Is this, like, a constant journey for you?
Yeah, I think curiosity is important and to be kind of vigilant about it, to never just kind of sit back and say, like, well, okay, I just accept this information. Like, constantly questioning, is this actually the best thing for me? And being a mother actually intensifies that for me because, for instance, like, I realized how much tactile connection I have with my kids. Like, there's so much just, like, face rubbing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's this doing? What is this makeup doing to
Or laundry them? Detergent.
Or laundry detergent or whatever. They're a big reason that I became more thoughtful about it.
Or they're sucking on your finger and you have, like, nail polish on there. And you're
exactly.
Like, hmm.
Exactly.
So speaking of your writing, I remember you wrote this thing for Glamour when you turned 30.
Yes.
I loved that article.
I had a lot of fun with that article.
It was very funny. But I'm going to pull something out from it and ask you about it. You said something to the effect of, I'm not sure if this is exactly right, but you were saddened by women who look like creepy aliens because of their Barbie noses and lips. I think you were just talking about, like, insane cosmetic enhancements.
Really insane cosmetic.
And you were 30 at the time when, like, most of us at 30 don't even have that on our radar yet.
No, but
do you still feel that way?
I do still feel that way, and I hate to sound horribly judgmental, but I think it's the degree to which you see it being abused, and by it I mean, like, just surgery in general, cosmetic sort of obsession. I think I was shocked to see, even by my late 20s, how many people were getting, like, full reconstructive surgery and how many people were just...
You just waved your hand at your whole body.
Yeah, because people are, to a certain extent, I understand the desire to be your best self. And I, too, want that. But when I saw young women feeling so terrible, it was more of, like, a self-hatred that I was reacting negatively to, not so much, like, the specific stylistic choices of someone's, look, but, like, the real self-hatred that has only been made worse by social media and this obsession with comparing ourselves constantly and all the airbrushing and such. But I think I was really afraid when I got to 30 and realized this was something that was common, that, you go to the dermatologist and they're like, while you're here, we could take down that nose and fix that chin. And
especially in your line of business.
Yeah.
I feel like, have you ever been, like, to a casting or something? Someone's like, you're great, but we just got to fix your right nostril.
I haven't. They've probably done it, like, silently or behind closed doors when you walk away. I was a casting assistant for a while, and those conversations would happen.
Like, the door closes, and they're like, she's great. We're never going to cast that nose.
Yeah, or more like, but, like, she's just, like, not voluptuous enough. And, like, I remember a director saying, Was one of her legs shorter than the other one? And I was like, that woman went to Yale drama. And she was sitting down. What are you talking about?
She was acting. They're the same length, and you thought one was shorter. So she's good. Yeah. You're director now, too. You've been working on this movie, and you're doing casting.
Yes.
Do you find it hard to sit there? It's not objectification, but in a way it is. You have to fill a need based on someone's looks, the way they talk, everything like that. Do you have empathy now that you're on the other side of the table?
Major empathy. And I think that's probably one of the greatest gifts about being an actor director and why a lot of people enjoy doing it is because you can really empathize with your cast and you can say, for instance, okay, I know it's the middle of the night and I'm asking you to jump in this pool and it's cold and you're tired and I've been there. I have been there. And I can tell you why I'm going to do it, why it's worth it, how long you'll have to do it for. I won't make you suffer. Like that I always yearned for in directors. And when I worked for actor directors like Ron Howard or Jon Favreau, I was always really appreciative that they really did understand the process. But in casting specifically, I was so appreciative of everyone who came in and poured their heart out for me. And I just realized, like, man, acting is this incredibly vulnerable profession that you just go around feeling things and offering yourself to people. Like, I can feel all my feelings for you.
That sounds horrible to me.
It was intense also because everybody was really young. So I had a lot of really new actors who were just learning to do that for the first time. So they put a tremendous amount of trust in me and I was really cognizant of that the whole time. And then they became like all my little baby children.
Wait, the movie you directed is about two high school girls?
Yes.
Yeah, so the protagonists are at that age that your daughter's going to be at some age.
Exactly.
Someday.
Yeah.
How are you like, both your daughter and your son, how are you going to do the whole social media thing and try and get them to not feel that way?
I have no idea. Did you see Eighth Grade?
The movie? Yeah. No, I didn't see
it. It's so good. And it deals with...
I lived Eighth Grade.
Yeah, I know. I barely survived Eighth Grade. It deals with that. And I only left more terrified of what I'm going to do with my own kids. I can't imagine being young now. The FOMO, the comparison, the obsession, it would have ruined me. I don't think I would have handled it well at all. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess try to encourage them not to lose their lives to it, but
I always find when I see a little girl and I'm like, "Oh, you look so pretty." I'm like, "Oh, I mean, you're so smart." Like you try, but it's just so ingrained in us to talk that way.
It really is. I do it all the time to my daughter and I don't even notice it and I realize I'm only reinforcing all those negative things.
Okay, you brought up Eighth Grade, so I'm going to go there. Like, what were you insecure about in Eighth Grade?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I mean, you make your living on the other side of the camera looking like Olivia Wilde. So.
I was always a little uncomfortable in my skin. I was always like, I always felt, you know, chubby. I tweezed off all my eyebrows at once. I think I shaved them off, then I tweezed them off. Like, I was always into, like,
was it
transformation?
Did you get close to the mirror, and then when you backed up, you're like, what?
Oh, no. I really thought I could look like Kate Moss if I did it right. I really was convinced.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you do to your eyebrows these days, then?
Now they're microbladed on.
You did microblading?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't have time for this shit.
Who did you go to, in L.A.?
Yeah, Audrey Glass. She's fantastic.
They look very good.
Thank you.
Nice arch.
Thank you. They're not too... you know, solid. You can't have that block solid brow. That's not good.
Right. It has to be feathery looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you plucked off all your eyebrows. And
I was just like, general, I think it was really kind of universal. I wish that I had known how universal all those feelings were at the time because I kind of thought it was just me. Like, I remember there was this girl in my elementary school named Rachel who always looked so manicured. Like, her nails were always perfect. Her hair was perfect. And I just was like, I'm from another planet. I'm from planet, like, messy slob. And you are this perfect being. And I found my way out of it through, like, just removing myself from kind of, like, teen girl culture. And I was really into, like, 70s culture, specifically, like, soul music. I really threw myself into, like, vintage clothes and listening to a lot of soul music and hip-hop. And I found happiness in that kind of culture, because I was like, I can't compare to the teen girl, I don't know, like at that time, 90210 kind of like.
So they're all comparing lip gloss shades and you're like, you guys, this mixtape is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And it led me to a much happier life. And so then through high school, I wasn't really trying to be the pretty girl. I could not compete. And I was like, I don't want to be competing. That's insane. There was this really beautiful girl in high school. I remember walking.
You went to like a fancy boarding school too, where probably everybody looked like that girl,
everybody,
Rachel.
Well, I know. They were all so clean. But I walked behind this girl, Lindsay, on the path sometimes. And I remember, I'll never forget just like her swinging perfect blonde ponytail. And I was like, how's her hair look like that? It's like a Barbie hair do. And I found out she slept in rollers. And that was like, that concept was so far beyond me. And I was like, what do you mean?
She's like a geisha with like a neck block behind her to like stay in position.
And she wore like little booty shorts and had these long tan Barbie legs. And I was just like, that, I don't come from that same planet. And I don't know how to make sense of it. And I just veered away. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I think that saved me in theater, blah, blah, blah. Interests took me away from obsessing. But that's why, like, social media would have done me in. Because I would have been there on Lindsay's Instagram being like, how?
I kind of want to go on Lindsay's Instagram.
Where is she now?
This leads me a little bit to, you talked about your mom briefly, and now she's running for office,
yes,
right?
Yes.
In Virginia?
Virginia, 5th District.
So being a female politician, to me, seems like you have so much more work to do than a male politician. Have you talked to your mom at all about this? Like, do you think that she's being put to a different standard than male politicians?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting year in politics in general.
Isn't it though?
But specifically for women running for Congress now, because obviously you know there's more women running than ever before.
She's running for U.S. Congress or state Congress?
She's running for U.S. Congress. She wants to be the representative from Virginia's 5th District.
Gotcha.
So she wants, so right now it's a red district. She wants to flip it blue. Swing Left has identified it as one of our crucial swing districts to flip Congress. I say our, just assuming everybody's like-minded. I don't mean to do that, but seriously, come on. And I think that she's being held to a different standard because she's a woman, based on how few women are still in Congress. I think we're only at 15% of Congress. I think that's similar to what the legislature in Afghanistan is.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that in 1992, there were only two women in Congress?
Here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
Like,
Isn't that insane? And one of them was because her husband had died and she had taken over his seat.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I don't remember.
And then, but like, it just blows my mind how recent women moving into Congress is. And so I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens when all these incredible women who are running now, if elected, how that'll instantly transform things.
Yeah, because women sort of have to defeminize themselves in a way. Like, you know, wear the suits, a boxy suit. God forbid we shouldn't be wearing, like, a low pump.
Right.
Like, women wear sneakers now. Like, that's what we wear with dresses. It looks cool. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like... And if our hair is a little bit, like, we have messy hair right now, it's cool and messy.
Well, I mean, this was the Hillary Clinton insanity, that she was held to such an insane standard, and nothing she could do was right.
Did your mom have to get, like, an image consultant to do all this?
She would not have. Even if someone had tried to force that on her, it wouldn't have worked. But what's amazing is, like, my mom was an investigative journalist her whole life. She was a war correspondent. She's been in the most dangerous places on Earth. And she approaches her work now with the same amount of courage and dedication. I'm just so in awe of what it takes to run for office. It's a constant pounding the pavement, communicating, and unfortunately so much fundraising. That's the part that bums me out, that you know, our system is still so hell-bent on being focused entirely on money that it leaves people very little time to focus on other things.
And here I am asking about her lipstick shade. Sorry, Mom. Okay, I mean, we are a beauty podcast, but so I do want to talk specific products a little bit too.
Yeah.
To get back to True Botanicals real quick, if you could have like two or three products from them, what would you take?
The oil. The face oil is the best thing that they, I mean, that's the thing that really brought me in. I didn't know a lot about face oils. I had tried things that felt like they made makeup slide right off my skin, or they felt too oily for my skin, and I didn't understand how an oil could help me fight acne. That didn't make any sense to me until True Botanicals. So I would say their oil, specifically the clear line, which is what I used, it fights.
What's the acne fighter in it?
It's a combination of different ingredients.
But it has an antibacterial.
It does have an antibacterial quality. I'm trying to remember what. There's a really fun, cool ingredient that is the most interesting and effective one. I'll find it for
you. As we've already noted, you are not a cosmetic chemist.
It's I am fine. Not. I'm the worst chemist.
But you like their face oil. Okay, what else?
The antioxidant powder that you mix with the serum is really excellent. God, the nutrient mist.
You're a face mist person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you a dog person or cat person?
Dog.
See, my theory holds. There's an ongoing theory. If you like face mists, you're a dog person. But if you don't, you're a cat person.
Interesting.
What are we up to now? Like, I'm looking at my producer, Charlotte. Like, 10 out of 10, right? I should do a white paper. I'm publishing.
You're going to take this to the people. I I'm also really fond of their hair stuff. I will say, like I said before, the shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah.
And the body stuff. But the new product that's got me really excited right now is the aromatherapy.
We're allowed to talk about it?
I think so.
When does it come out?
Comes out in October, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's when we talked about it before.
Yeah, they're doing aromatherapy oils, right?
The roll-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite?
The stress relief.
Do you need that?
Yeah. It's for me, I think, just an opportunity to take a deep breath, you know, a handful of times a day, but it is also really effective. I mean, there's, you know, the science behind it, lowering your cortisol levels and all of that is proven. But for me, it personally, it's just a moment to really take a centering beat. You know what I mean?
Are there, like, what's your favorite, if besides a blended oil, like what's a scent that just makes you feel at home and comforted?
I love sandalwood.
Huh. Did you have it in your childhood or anything?
I don't know. It must have been somewhere.
But it makes you feel...
Sandalwood makes me feel really good. I notice that that's a green... Whenever I like something, there's sandalwood in it. Yeah.
So True Botanicals doesn't do makeup. And in fact, that's been the problem with a lot of natural brands. Right. They don't do... You've been very experimental with your makeup looks over the years. I don't know if that's your doing or your makeup artists.
It's my doing. I've never had like a look that I just stick to.
I love that though. Because then it's like... When I worked at magazines where we had to have celebrity pictures, I'm like, let's see what Olivia Wilde does. She always does like a fun eyeliner color just to change it up.
I like to have fun with it because why not? I also get to work with all these amazing artists, these makeup artists, and it's like, why rein them in?
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite makeup products these days?
I'm really a fan of the Kyra Weiss. Are you supposed to say Kyra Weiss?
I've met her, and I could still not tell you. I could barely, yeah.
But I like a lot of, I like their...
They're heavy compacts, though.
I know. That's the one thing. It's like a real weapon in your bag. You can use it to throw at someone if
that's
you need.
That's a good beauty hack. Thank you.
Throw your compact in if you need. Their blush I really like.
What about mascara? It's fat mascara.
I'm going to come right out and admit I have eyelash extensions, so I don't use mascara regularly because I'm one of those lazy people with eyelash
extensions.
Oh, I saw
this on your Vogue video, actually.
Yeah.
You're a cheater.
How often
do you have to get them?
You're supposed to get them every 3 weeks. I probably get them every month and a half.
3 weeks? That's a lot of time to go lay there for 2 hours.
I know. That's why I don't ever do it regularly enough. But the smart ladies do it every 3 weeks.
Do your makeup artists ever get annoyed at you that like they're all wonky when they're growing out? Or they deal with it?
They deal with it. I think, you know, I've really embraced them this past year that I've been directing and then editing. Like, I just haven't had a lot of time for self-care. And it is for the busy people. It's a real good lazy hack. I don't know. That and the microblading. I was like, yeah, why not? I'll just do that.
Your eyes are defined and you're like,
then
okay.
You're done. Just put on some concealer.
Okay, let's talk about fragrance because if Jess were here, she's a fragrance fanatic as well. But do you wear a perfume or are you into like oils? I'm into oils.
Like I just find I'm really sensitive to smells and I prefer...
Like an essential oil.
And I think that's why I've really been liking the aromatherapy roll-ons because I actually wear them as a scent now. Like I wear that stress relief as my constant scent.
And then just go around giving hugs
to
people. Yes,
relieving everyone's stress as I go through the world.
This is what all film directors should do, I think.
Yes. It is really funny though because when I gave birth to both my kids, the nurses at Mount Sinai Hospital were like, this is the good smelling room. Because like I'm into oils. I love oils. I just like rubbing oils on everyone. And even my editing bay right now just like smells really nice. And it smells really woodsy. I don't know. I'm into like woodsy oils.
Do you do candles?
I kind of prefer...
Here I am burning a candle. Sorry. I should have.
I hate them.
It's a natural one, I think.
I think the diffusers, like I'm into those.
Oh, like an oil diffuser.
I just think there's something about it that feels like it just, I don't know. I like the kind of vibe it gives my space.
Got it.
Yeah.
So we talked about a lot. What should I have asked you that I didn't ask you? What do you wish people asked you? You get interviewed all the time.
I mean, I think specifically to like beauty and the idea of like not having to be a chemist to approach products that are non-toxic and what non-toxic really means. My MO is always like, do your best to do a tiny bit more research into alternatives that might end up being as effective as whatever you're already using. Mm-hmm. Like, I really have benefited from just like cleaning out my makeup routine of everything that just was super harsh and unnecessarily so, and just simplifying it. I do think there's something that we lose when we lose the kind of ritual of taking care of ourselves in a positive way. I mean, not to sound super hokey, but I think of it as like the moment where I get to have like a personal kind of like spa moment where I'm like in my woodsy tribotanical spa and I put on my oils, as opposed to like your beauty routine centering only around problems and a critical eye. I think I've always approached makeup in that way. Like it's a fun thing. It's not about covering up who you are. And I think for skincare, I just have enjoyed getting rid of everything that's like this crazy acid that's going to burn off a layer of my skin so I look better, and rather just simplifying it down to things like this is nourishment, this smells good, this makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. So I'm always telling people like just replace a few things in your routine and see if it ends up making you emotionally feel better too.
Yeah. Is True Botanicals going to come out with eyelash extension glue for us?
I can't imagine how terrible eyelash extensions must be in terms of toxicity. I'm horrified.
But like you said, you do what you can, right?
You do what you can. Yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm always learning. And that's the thing. I've had a lot of fun working with the True Botanicals ladies because they're so well-informed. And I love it. They, you know, when they launched aromatherapy, Hillary Peterson, the co-founder, went and got her degree in aromatherapy.
Yeah, she was like sending me German studies and stuff about like breathing patterns and things, so
you know they mean it, and I just enjoy learning from them as we go along, and I just encourage people to remain curious and take care of themselves.
That's a good thing. We learned a lot from you too. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
It's time to raise a wand.
I can't tell if this is like 90s punk or like a nursery rhyme. I like it though.
There's nothing punk about that.
I don't know.
Before we raise our wands, I just wanted to say that I'm really bummed that I could not attend the interview with Olivia.
I missed you. It felt very weird to interview somebody without you. Most of all, because when she was answering me, I had to like keep eye contact. Also, keeping eye contact with Olivia Wilde, she's freaking gorgeous.
Oh my God, I don't know what I would do. I would have to
like,
wear sunglasses.
I needed you next to me for like, you know, support and also to keep the eye contact for me so I could check my questions. So I just had to bow. They're beautiful.
They're absolutely stunning.
Well, as we learned, fake eyelash extensions and microbladed brows. No wonder she looks so good.
Do I need to get eyelash extensions?
That's for another episode.
They're so freaking itchy.
For now, let's raise a wand. What are you raising a wand to?
Okay. So I know a lot of you guys are still really, you know, up at night thinking about this, but am I still working out? Yes, I am. Mm. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to go to my yoga class. I like to push myself. I like to really push myself, but then sometimes I get home and I'm sore, you know? I've stretched into a new thing. So I like to pop on this Naturopathica Mighty Mint Rescue Cream onto my body. I don't like a gel. Sometimes it's too cold. It feels weird. It feels very, like, you know, ultrasoundy.
And they get, like, tacky.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, then they dry to, like, a film. Yeah. And it's like the Rescue Cream is a cream, and it's like the perfect amount of mint. It still feels like a luxurious body cream.
So not as much as like a Tiger Balm
thing. Exactly. It's not a balm. It's not a tacky gel. It's like a luxe cream, and it gives you that mintiness. It's not a shock to the system. It's just enough.
Just a little bit of tingle.
Yeah. And, you know, it's $36. It's definitely a treat, but it's great. And I like that it's in a tube because you want something quick, you know, that you just pop on and then, you know, get your hands all in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you for keeping up the working out,
too.
Thank you. I'm going to raise a wand to something significantly less expensive. But it is a soap. It's a $9 soap. It is called Beekman True Grit.
Oh, okay.
So you know I visited the Beekman farm last weekend.
Yes, I saw your photos.
Listen, you don't have to take me all the way to your goat farm for me to try your products, but it's going to make a lovely story.
It helps.
It's going to make a lovely story, but I actually hadn't tried their body products. I've tried their face products before.
Okay.
So I went with Eric, and they left him a little bag on the bed with like men's products, but I stole them. So the True Grit is like their pumice-infused soap. Mm-hmm. So it's a goat milk soap with like pumice, but it's really, really fine, like almost like it felt like sand. Mm. So you just rub it against your thighs and your butt.
Oh.
And I don't know why I feel so good. Like even on your shins, it's okay, but like doing it on your thighs, I think, like, in my head, I think it's just making them smoother. Like, I'm sandpapering
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but in the best way. Do you have little bumpies sometimes? Sometimes
you have, like, little keratosis, yeah. pilaris. This would probably irritate that, I'm thinking. But I liked it because it just, like, it invigorates you. Like a dry body brush, but yeah. in the shower.
Oh,
there we go.
That.
I'm going to stick with that analogy. It's like a dry body brush, but with moisture. And so, so moisturizing because the goat milk. I really
like
it.
I think I'd like that on my arms, too, my upper arms.
Oh, yeah, on the backs of your arms especially. Yeah. Maybe if you need to, like, shed, like, a snake, just shed a new skin for the fall, you should try this Beekman True Grit. It's only $9, so.
Really nice.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.